Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. Our next guest has appeared in films such as Behaving Badly and Zoolander, TV series including How to Live with Your Parents and Sex in the City, and in June, we'll be bringing her Mindy McCready biomusical McCready to the Fringe Festival. It is great to say hello to Jennifer Blake. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It is quite a pleasure to have you on. All right, Mindy McCready, one of the most tragic figures in modern country music. Tell us a little about the story behind the musical.
I had been searching for a musical to work on, something I had missed. I had been working on a web series and just really missed musical theater. And had a coffee meeting with a collaborator, mm-hmm. and we decided literally like over coffee that day that would be our project.
Isn't it great? Anything can happen over coffee, right?
Yeah.
You could solve the problems of the world over coffee.
Right. One musical at a time.
This is quite a story, though. I mean, quite a tragic story. I mean, Mindy McCready, who at 37 years old, takes her own life. Why was this a story that compelled you to take this to the next step and turn it into a larger story and a musical?
Well, I feel like people mostly had her, myself included, all of the negative press about her. Mm-hmm. And although I didn't know that much about her except for the negative things, I did know that she had this like tremendous instrument of voice. And the more I started to read about the facts in her life, it was just, you know, what do they say? Fiction is stranger than the truth.
Sure.
Or the truth is stranger than fiction.
Right.
I'll get this right. And it's just alarming, including, you know, her affairs with Roger Clemens and being involved and engaged to Dean Cain. You know, all the abuse that happened, you know, and she really just, the men in her life, and I think a few sycophants as well along the way, you know, really just took its toll on her.
I was reading in Rolling Stone that you were a big fan of Mindy, and you wanted to sort of protect the way she was portrayed. So it's important, I guess, when you want to do a biography, especially in this way as a musical, you want to be able to tell the story, but you want to tell the story with a certain level of respect, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and this is really treated like a tribute to her life and not standing in judgment either mm-hmm. way, even though, I mean, you do have to have a point of view as a writer and you're telling a story, it's still kind of laying it out there for the audience to decide.
And it makes you feel good about the work, too. I mean, because when you're in control creatively, as you are with this, you have to be very satisfied, not only what your performance is going to be like, but what the finished work is going to be like as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, she still has, you know, diehard fans, mm-hmm. absolutely, and, you know, many that I've been in touch with, and they are very protective of her memory. So I'm also, you know, very respectful of that as well.
And because it's a contemporary story, I mean, she passed away in 2013, so we're looking only a few years ago, and this isn't like you're going back 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
You're not going to Patsy Cline. You're not going back there. You're taking a story and someone who was well-known in a contemporary sense. So that, I would imagine, even makes it that much more difficult.
It is, and the crazy thing, you know, all these people that, you know, and the quote-unquote characters in the story mm-hmm. are alive today, you know, everybody in her life, they're real people. So that's been interesting for our actors also, to, you know, trying to make sure we're not impersonating anybody. This is not an SNL skit, you know.
No, you don't want it to turn into that.
Right. And at the same time, be respectful of these people who are living their lives. But we are, you know, very much lifting from, you know, the facts, which anybody that does their research can find to be true. But yeah, it really is a tragic story.
You're known for a series of comedic roles. How was it for you to be able to kind of change focus and do something like this, which is far, far, far from comedy?
And I know it's funny. It's like while we were kind of halfway through the process of creating this last year, wait a minute. What have I done to myself? Like, this is not... Like, I actually have to get up and perform.
Right.
you know, musically got that covered. We worked on that, the arrangements, everything. And then I thought, what did I just do? Like, I'm so much more comfortable with comedy. And then it does get very bleak and very dark. So in rehearsals, I have to just, like, stop and, like, you know, kind of make fun of the situation.
Sure.
Not, you know what I mean.
Like, you need levity. I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it just can't be so
bleak.
Right. It can't be dark and morose on the set all day long.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't go over to the craft service table for a Snickers bar in tears. I mean, someone has to laugh every once in a while. I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I mean, there is comedy in the show,
sure.
too, to be fair.
Right.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what is more difficult as a performer, as an artist? Is comedy more difficult or is drama more difficult, at least for you?
At least for me, drama is more difficult in the whole scope of things. Comedy is, you know, the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
But especially because you need to have that musicality with comedy.
Right.
And the delivery and, like, the way that you hear it.
Now, as you were growing up, who were your big influences, be it in comedy, be it in drama, be it in music? Who did you look at and say, wow, I want to do that one day?
Oh, my gosh. Carol Burnett, Madeline Kahn.
Mm-hmm.
I just would eat up, you know, the Carol Burnett show, because it had everything that I loved as a kid. And I remember watching that with my grandma and my sister and, you know, imagining, like, that life of having my own show, Vicki Lawrence, you know, watching that. And women, like, creating their own stuff. I Love Lucy, you know. Yeah, and then when I got older, Megan Mullally mm-hmm. on Will and Grace.
Sure.
And, like, she's done musical theater. You know, anybody that's, you know, females that are just so brilliantly funny, who also have these big theater careers, musical theater careers, are my favorite.
Women that had range, they could do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And we're kind of from the same time. And I can remember you'd watch Carol Burnett, 10 o'clock, Saturday night, CBS, and it wasn't just sketch comedy. They would do these ridiculously overdone musical numbers as well that you don't see on television anymore. But it was just a glimpse into just how talented she really is.
Yeah. And then always talking to the audience afterwards.
Right.
Just a very down-to-earthness about her and, like, self-deprecating. Yeah. So even as, like, a little kid, I picked up on that for sure.
Well, I tell you what, we've been trying to get Carol Burnett on the show for a while. If we can, I'll call you. You co-host that interview that day. And so we'll, there you go.
Gosh.
See? It'll be magic. If you could work with anyone, let's say anybody living or dead, any kind of genre, be it comedy, be it drama on the stage, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh.
She's thinking, boy, he's really asking hard questions today.
That is seriously. Warning. You know what's funny? Just now, it popped into my head immediately.
Who's
Amy
that?
Schumer. Amy Schumer.
Really?
I just that seems so crazy. I know she's not even like. She's just so funny to me. Let's see. Gosh.
And she's relatable, too. It's like my wife, who doesn't pay much attention to the media at all, she's like telling me, like, all these Amy Schumer lines the other day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like she talks about things that women in particular can understand. And you know, it's weird because we ask that to all the guests. It's one of the first times that someone has actually mentioned someone contemporary. A lot of times it's like somebody, you know, oh, I want to work with Shakespeare, you know, some actor that's been dead 10, 20, 30 years. You're one of the first people we've had on that actually mentioned someone now that's working in the business, which means you're pretty self-comfortable in yourself. It's like, oh, come on, bring Amy on. I could work with her, right?
Oh, yeah. I would love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you grew up in Alabama. I can still hear a little bit of Alabama in you. Now, how thick was the accent when you were just a little glimpse in your parents' eye and when you were a teenager or whatever? How heavy was that Alabama accent?
Oh, especially, I would say it was like super redneck
really?
Sounding when I was really little, because I have cassettes where my sister and I would just, you know, talk and like tell stories, and it can't even like recognize.
Somebody would listen and is like, is that Jen Blake or is it Bear Bryant?
Yeah.
We don't know, you know? It's
like,
wow. So now, how difficult was it to kind of lose that?
I mean, I know it's funny like how it's come back more than I think when I lived in New York or when I went to school in Boston, just because the nature of LA, I guess, because with, you know, New York and Boston, I mean, it was either like I was constantly in class or constantly, you know, immersed in theater.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was kind of hard at first. I remember it, and having like speech and movement class, I did excel when we got to Southern accents.
My God, Jen is so talented.
Southern and British.
Really? That's quite a combination. Similar. Wow.
They're very similar. Yeah. Wow. So,
you open Pandora's box. Give me something in a British accent. Anything. Give me an Adele song. Anything. Just give me something real quick in a British accent.
I'm going to do my Cockney now, fool. Yes.
There you go.
That is like the, I can't do it seriously.
No, but
right
I tell
now.
You what, you are a true stage performer because you can, you can perform on command. See, these film and TV people that are just filming TV, they cannot do things like that. So,
she
is quite a talented woman. Once again, MacReady the Musical will be seen at the Fringe Festival in June. Jennifer Blake, best of luck with the show, and thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flashy outfielder made 13 stops in a 25-year career, including four separate stints in Oakland. He's a 10-time All-Star who holds career records for stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs.
And Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base.
So where is Ricky Henderson now? The New York Mets hired Ricky as a coach in 2006 and helped Jose Reyes at the plate and on the base pass. The following year, the Mets promoted Ricky to first base coach. Ricky was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009, receiving almost 95% of the vote.
I am now in the class of the greatest players of all time.
Ricky Henderson still stealing the spotlight. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The owner's manual ain't good for much more than break-in, fluid checks, and a blank page or two for your remarks. One company offers manuals to show you how to break down almost any bike. You can download it in minutes. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Shade Tree Mechanics, in need of a manual for a particular bike? Seek Clymer Motorcycle Advice, CLYMER. Their repair manuals are specifically written for us. Exploded figures and parts list to take the bike right down to the frame in step-by-step fashion. Clymer, CLYMER.com. Use the download option, save 20%. Please don't tear a bike down without a manual.